Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, February 28th. I'm Mohsen Ali for The Wall Street Journal. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo tells the Journal that the Pentagon will have secure access to leading-edge semiconductors manufactured at facilities receiving funding from the $53 billion CHIPS Act. That's meant to ensure the industry can supply the military with advanced chips it needs for modern weapon systems. The CHIPS Act was approved last year amid increasing worries about the need to stay a step ahead of China, which is investing heavily in its semiconductor industry and its military. Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon said the bank is considering strategic alternatives for its consumer platforms business. The comments suggest a sale or restructuring could be in the works for the unit, which includes the specialty lender GreenSky and credit card partnerships with Apple and General Motors. It's a marked departure from Goldman's last investor day in 2020, when the firm said it was building a leading consumer bank. Home price growth slowed in 2020 after a rapid rise in mortgage rates priced many buyers out of the market. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, which measures home prices across the U.S., rose 5.8% in the year ended in December, down from a 7.6% annual rate the month before. Existing home sales fell by nearly 18% last year to the lowest level since 2014. And the Supreme Court is hearing arguments today that'll decide the fate of President Biden's $400 billion federal student loan forgiveness program. Oral arguments began earlier today while people rallied outside the court. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.